This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The People's Opera might go belly up. The New York City Opera has until Monday to reach its fundraising goal of $7 million, or it will begin bankruptcy proceedings. And so far, the fundraising is not going well. Since it launched its appeal on September 12th, the company has raised just about $1.5 million. So what will bankruptcy mean for City Opera's musicians and for the opera world? Here to answer those questions is the company's general manager and artistic director, George Steele. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy. Good to be here.
Does this mean the end of City Opera? I mean, bankruptcy implies a
reorganization
that you emerge from.
I don't see, I cannot see beyond the bankruptcy, and I imagine that, and the board's picture of it is that they will be wrapping up business.
George, this must be very devastating for you and for the company.
Well, it's devastating for everybody. It's unthinkable that a world capital of culture like New York City would lose an opera company like New York City Opera. We are the number one producer of American opera in the world. It's the center of American opera. And one of the great launching pads for young American singers and the brainchild of Mayor LaGuardia, who wanted to bring opera to the people of New York. It's a cultural treasure.
You've put in place several changes, and those changes including layoffs and that reduced performance schedule that you referred to. Why didn't that work?
Well, it has worked in terms of balancing the budget. The company ran deficits for 10 years straight, starting in 2003, many, many millions of dollars. And it was that massive accumulated deficit that in 2008 the board paid off by borrowing from the endowment. When I came in 2009, they already had a sort of austerity plan to do five operas. And that austerity plan was also based on wishful thinking for fundraising. And when I realized that, that's when we put into place real reforms, which meant with the great sacrifice of our musicians renegotiating the union contracts, leaving Lincoln Center after 40 years there, and totally restructuring the administrative staff. But those measures, I think, came too late, but they have balanced the budget for 2 years in a row.
Do you think opera lovers have lost confidence in City Opera given this ongoing financial hardship?
Well, there's no question that the company has lost supporters because of its long, long string of difficulty. However, the message I'm spreading is that we have, in fact, solved the financial riddle. What we need to do is to recapitalize the company.
I know people have been critical of you and your stewardship. Really difficult question here, but do you think the problem is you?
A very good question. If I thought that were the problem, I would happily step aside. Everybody who works in the arts is serving the arts. I took this job knowing that it would be difficult and knowing that it was still worthwhile doing. And even now, in the face of tremendous difficulty, I feel that I am honored to be able to work as hard as I can possibly work for this great company. So sure, if a donor came up and said, hey, get rid of that guy, I'm happy to give you $20 million, they would find no debate from me.
You just opened your season with the highly anticipated, critically acclaimed Anna Nicole, about Anna Nicole Smith. That run ends Saturday. What happens to the musicians of your company, the singers of your company, if you file for bankruptcy?
It's heartbreaking to think, but it means that if we can't raise the money we need to stay open, on Tuesday we will lay off almost all of the staff, and a tiny remnant will stay to wrap up things. It will mean no more work for our magnificent orchestra, who are playing better than they have played in years. It means no more work for our spectacular chorus, no more work for our wonderful complement of stage managers, the music staff, everybody, and the extraordinarily hardworking folks in the office at 75 Broad Street.
George Steele is the general manager and artistic director of the New York City Opera. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.